You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So today falls in between two very important dates and days. Yesterday being World Bee Day, and tomorrow, the 22nd of May, being International Day for Biological Diversity. Conservation is not cheap, and the environmental sector is said to be around $700 billion short every year. Fear not, though, because sustainable finance solutions for nature are being developed. Non-profit organization, the Sustainable Finance Coalition, is currently working on viability plans for a bee bond as a source of sustainable finance for protection of bees. And another concept that they are busy with is biodiversity credits, which is still in its infancy stage in South Africa. Candace Stevens is the CEO of the nonprofit organization, the Sustainable Finance Coalition, and she joins us to expand on these very interesting concepts. Thank you very much, Candace, for your time this evening. Bee bond, let's start with that. What are we talking about essentially?
Hi, Dudu. Thanks so much for having me on the show. And you're absolutely right about the innovative future out there and the building world of sustainable finance for nature. So Bee Bond is a really exciting instrument that we've incubated with the Sustainable Finance Coalition and our partner Forested, based out of East Africa, in looking at ensuring that we have an outcomes-based payer for an impact bond that is going to build the finance needed to really upscale pollinator-friendly agriculture.
So with the help of bees as pollinators, coffee yields can increase by more than 50%. Tell us about this.
So what we do need to realize is that biodiversity are providing critical services to many industries. In actual fact, globally, more than half of our GDP is reliant on these services, and bees are a prime example. Pollinators are critical for coffee. We've seen the price of coffee really go up and projected shortages in coffee yield going forward. And so we can't underestimate the role of bees and other pollinators in ensuring that we have these types of crops and that we can have our morning cup of coffee.
So the bee bond will be piloted in the coffee growing areas?
Yes, so we're really looking at where coffee is grown under forest cover. So there's an enormous benefit for biodiversity, especially pollinators. But at the same time, there's also a huge social benefit with small scale farmers and agriculture in these critical landscapes.
Let's then talk about the concept of what carbon credits. What are we talking about essentially there?
So when we look at the exciting new mechanism in biodiversity credits, which so many different industries around the world are starting to look at and to talk about, we have a number of biodiversity credit pilots across the African continent. This is really looking at whether we can create credit mechanisms in a very similar way to carbon credits, but geared towards biodiversity protection. And importantly, what the private sector's role is in being able to actually invest in nature for nature's sake. And so carbon credits have set a path for us that we can learn from. There are some things that were done right, some that were done wrong. And so we're really hoping to get biodiversity credits and the voluntary market around it up and running and to be able to learn from some of the pitfalls in the carbon credit market.
How sustainable would it be, Candace, essentially?
So the projections from the World Economic Forum is that a voluntary market around biodiversity credits could be as much as $68 billion by 2030 and considerably larger than that by 2050. So this bodes well for new emerging markets that have direct benefit for nature and the custodians of nature on the ground.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, Candace Stevens, CEO of the Sustainable Finance Coalition.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.